proclaim the gospel to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Shalom, and welcome to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining us today. The Feasts of Israel are central to the Jewish life. God gave these feasts to reveal something about Himself to Israel and eventually to the entire world. Let's quickly go over the seven feasts that are mentioned in Leviticus 23. We start with Passover, which it remembers the Exodus from Egypt, and then followed immediately by the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which lasted a week. Now, the first day of the week after Passover is called First Fruits. Interestingly, Jesus rose from the dead on this day, and He is called the first fruits of them that slept, according to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20. 50 days later is Pentecost, or the Feast of Weeks. We will talk about this more in just a moment, but in the fall, there are three more feasts, the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, these three feasts, the fall feasts, look to a future millennial reign of the Messiah. But for now, let's go back to the Feast of Pentecost, which is kind of right in the middle. Chag Shavuot, or the Feast of Pentecost, falls on the 6th and 7th days of the Hebrew month Sivan, or our May and June. Now, this year of 2014, Shavuot will fall on June 3rd through 5th. It's a festive and unique celebration that is for young and old. Now, this is one of three biblical pilgrimage feasts that the Jewish men were required to attend at the temple in Jerusalem, according to Deuteronomy 16:16. Even today, it is exciting to make a trip to Jerusalem to celebrate this special day. According to Jewish teaching, Shavuot commemorates the anniversary of the giving of the law, the Torah, on Mount Sinai. Many people will come to the Western Wall at the Temple Mount to pray in giving thanks to God for His word. One of the exciting parts of this holiday is the food. Traditionally, dairy products are eaten. This practice is founded on the rabbinic teaching that when the Jewish people were given the Torah, they did not know all the kosher laws regarding the handling of meats, so they ate dairy foods instead to make it easier. Another rabbinic commentary says that King Solomon compared the Torah to milk by writing, "Honey and milk are under thy tongue," from Song of Solomon 4, verse 11. Israelis today go overboard in this tradition by making special cheesecakes, blintzes, and a special dish called pashtita, similar to a quiche, which is made of different combinations of cheese, eggs, and vegetables. There are also several wine and cheese festivals throughout Israel that focus on the agricultural industry. Much of this industry is operated by the kibbutz system. Now let's take time to help us understand what is kibbutz. You might have heard that word before. Well, a kibbutz is a communal farm that provides Israel with much of its agricultural and supply. Several Israeli families will visit a kibbutz, especially during Pentecost or Shavuot, where there are a variety of activities such as picnics, hay rides, and special ceremonies that showcase the bikurim, or first fruits, as we say in Hebrew, of the harvest. Display baskets are made that represent the seven species that's found in Deuteronomy 8, verse 8, where it says, "A land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey." In order to tie this back to biblical times, the Megillot, or the Scroll of Ruth, is read in the synagogue. The story of Ruth and Boaz is centered around the wheat and barley harvest. Children will also wear flowered wreaths on their heads to celebrate the harvest and God's blessing on the land and the people. A Jewish tradition says that when God gave the law to Moses on Mount Sinai, the barren desert bloomed in abundance. Another fun way to celebrate Shavuot is through water. In a way, this is Israel's water festival. Children of all ages use whatever they can to douse each other with water. As this holiday is the unofficial beginning of summer, it's a welcome tradition. Some say this custom originated in South Africa, where Jews equated the Torah with water, both a life-giving source. Religious Jewish men will stay up all night to read the Torah with great determination and thirst. Torah is like water that gives life. As Israel and the Jewish world gather together to celebrate Chag Shavuot, or the Feast of Pentecost, many Christians also come to Israel to remember God's provision of harvest and His Word. As Christians, we must remember that God used the Jewish people to give us the Word of God and the God of the Word, the Messiah. You have been listening to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or visit our website at ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.